I'd like to call the meeting to order for the organizational meeting, January 14th, 2020. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're not doing a moment of silence right now. We're gonna do that at the next meeting. Sorry. I know, we're all trained. Sorry about that.
Ruth, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Shea?
Present.
Mr. Kennedy?
Here.
Mrs. Miller?
Here.
Mrs. Molnar?
Here.
Mr. Zavisky?
Here.
All right.
Okay, we'd like to start the meeting with swearing in of Heather Miller.
All right, you wanna stand up?
Mr. Sandwich, could you, or one of you, we wanna get some pictures.
Do we have? We can just do it here, can't we?
You can do it right here, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Repeat after me, okay? Raise your right hand. I, Heather Miller.
I, Heather Miller.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
And impartially discharge my duties.
And impartially discharge my duties.
As member in and for the Oregon Board of Education.
As member in and for the Oregon Board of Education.
Lucas County, Ohio.
Lucas County, Ohio.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
And in accordance with the laws in effect.
In accordance with the laws in effect.
And hereinafter to be enacted during my continuance.
And hereinafter to be.
Enacted.
Enacted.
During my continuance.
During my continuance.
In said office.
In said office.
And until my successor is chosen and qualified.
And until my successor is chosen and qualified.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'd like to accept a motion to adopt the agenda as written.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? No discussion, roll call, please.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
And Mr. Kennedy?
No, Mr. Kennedy.
I apologize, he was on here, that's my fault. Ignore that, okay.
Okay, we're gonna have a resolution to appoint a board member. The reason for the resolution, I'll read a section out of the area that we, the revised code that we need to conduct this for. Now therefore be it resolved that the board reaffirms its declaration that board member Keith Kennedy is a holdover member of the board for at least a two-year term pursuant to revised code 3.01. Now therefore be it further resolved that in the alternative, the board appoints board member Keith Kennedy to the board for a two-year term pursuant revised code 3313.11. I'd like a motion to accept this resolution, please.
So moved.
Second?
Second?
Second.
Okay.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yeah.
And Mr. Shea?
Yes. Ms. Ruth, could we have swearing in of Keith Kennedy, please?
Sure, I'll just come down there, Keith, your rest. I, Keith Kennedy.
I, Keith Kennedy.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
And impartially discharge my duties.
And impartially discharge my duties.
As member in and for the Oregon Board of Education.
As member in and for the Oregon Board of Education.
Lucas County, Ohio.
Lucas County, Ohio.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
And in accordance with the laws.
And in accordance with the laws.
In effect and hereinafter to be enacted.
In effect and hereinafter to be enacted.
During my continuance.
During my continuance.
In said office.
In said office.
And until my successor is chosen and qualified.
And until my successor is chosen and qualified.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
All
And for anyone who is concerned about Mr. Zavisky, he chose to be sworn in at the Oregon City Council. So that's when he was sworn in. So those were our three elected candidates at this last election. Now we'd like to go to election of officers. At this time, I would like to take nominations for the board president.
I would like to nominate Carol Molnar as president.
Second, please.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please, Ms. Ruth.
All right, Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And I think you can vote on this, Mrs. Molnar. You accept it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay, at this time, we'll take nominations for the election of vice president.
I would like to nominate Keith Kennedy as vice president.
And I'll second.
Any discussion? Any other nominations? Roll call, please.
All right, Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar.
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky.
Yes.
Mr. Shea.
Yes.
And Mr. Kennedy.
Yes.
All right.
And at this time, I would like to turn the meeting over to Mrs. Molnar.
Thank
or do
you.
We have to close that?
No, we have to finish this one. Excuse me for a minute. No, I'm looking for the...
For this?
Yes. Code of Ethics. Do we each one have...
Oh, did we not put it in there?
I don't know.
Oh, so it must not be in there. I have a copy here. We can run copies and make sure everyone gets it.
Okay.
Shoot. Sorry about that.
Okay, Code of Ethics.
So I think this is, there's the, I would really, this is probably the one, which is the main, this is the regulation behind it, so.
I think I'll pass it down to Mr. Zavisky. He can start, and we'll each one read one as it comes back.
Okay.
Code of Ethics? Mr. Zavisky, you want to start? We only have one copy, so you read the first one, then hand it to Mr. Kennedy, and then...
Oh, we're going to play Stomp Your Neighbor?
Yes.
I like it.
Board members, Code of Ethics. The board believes public education should be conducted in an ethical manner. In addition to state law, the conduct of board members should conform to the Code of Ethics recommended by the Ohio School Boards Association, which includes the following. It is unethical for a board member to, one, seek special privileges for personal gain,
two, personally assume unauthorized authority,
criticize employees publicly,
disclose confidential information.
You want me to read one?
You read one.
All right. Place the interest of one individual group or community above the interest of the entire district. You're number six.
Thanks. Withhold facts from the superintendent, particularly about the incompetency of an employee and or.
Seven. Announce future action before a proposition has been discussed by the board.
That's all of them.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's our policy.
Okay, we need a motion for the resolution to continue the continuation of the board's service fund for the 2020 fiscal year, as appropriated last November and as provided by the Ohio Revised Code, section 3315.15. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Legal counsel appointment. It's recommended that we continue using the following legal counsel: Spangler and Nathanson, Peck, Schaefer and Williams, Bricker and Eckler, McGowan and Markling, and Walter Haverfield. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Just as the same list as we've used, is there any omissions or additions to it?
No,
nope.
This is the same group. We've,
same five, yep. Yeah. I think there's five, right? One, two, three, four, five, yep.
Yeah.
Okay, second, roll call.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Appointment of standing committees and liaisons. Finance Committee. Jeff, would you take on finance?
Mm-hmm.
And Mike?
Yes.
Capital Improvements, Health and Safety. Keith?
Yes.
And Jeff?
Yes.
Policy Personnel, myself and Heather?
Yes.
Academic, Heather and me?
Yes.
Legislative, Mike?
Yes.
And Student Achievement, Heather?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the time and date and schedule for regular meetings, the third Tuesday of the month at 6 o'clock. Do we need a motion for that? Mm-hmm. Or just agreement,
just
I think.
Just an announcement.
Is that
so
okay?
To speak.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. And I need a motion to close this part of the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, roll call.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Okay, now we're gonna take a short recess.
Just for a picture. So we're gonna try to get a board picture real quick. And we'll start the meeting.
Where are we going?
Just right here
in front
of the,
okay.
The OCs.
Oh, Jeff didn't. Did Jeff know that? Can you shift over just a little bit? Yeah, so Mike should be in the middle.
All right, thank you.
No, you're not going to pledge again.
Just
we'll do the morning
order. Just do that soon, right?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Okay, I call to order the regular meeting of the Oregon Board of Education. Don't have to stand up, but we'll do our moment of silence sitting down. And I think we ought to do Harley Dilley from the Port Clinton City Schools.
Yeah.
Such a tragedy. I can't say anything else, so a moment of silence, please. Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Present.
Mr. Kennedy? Oh,
he snuck
Mrs.
out.
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar.
Yes.
And Mr. Zavisky.
You got it wrong twice, Mrs. Bruth. I mean, you know, you asked him the first time and he wasn't. And
I know,
this time
I know.
He is, now
I
he's
can't
gone.
Get it right, I know. I'm going to count him as here. Unless
yes.
He's, is he done for the night?
Yeah.
Oh,
he had
so
to leave
really
to get to
gone.
An event.
Okay,
so.
Excuse me. I was going to.
Yep.
Okay, excuse me. Okay.
Okay. Please silence all personal electronic devices during the meeting. I need a motion to adopt the agenda as written with the consent agenda 11A1, which is a resignation. It goes in the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Student government report.
Yep. I don't see anyone here.
I don't see anyone.
Okay.
Skip it. Staff and Community Recognition, Dr. Tom Keller.
Good evening.
Evening.
Thank you for giving me a couple minutes on your agenda. I guess it was about 4.5 years ago I had a chance to address the opening day ceremonies in August. And at that time, I challenged the school district to become the school district of choice as soon as possible. And since that time, I think it's become even more important as you have the districts become more and more challenged and under assault, if you will, from some of the policies at the state and national level, and the fact that we are a public school district and a comprehensive high school, we have some advantages, and we do some really good things here. And I've had the benefit in the last several years of working with the board and the administration and the staff and Amy from the foundation and Terry from the union to really understand what this district is all about, because for the last 4 decades, I've lived 2,000 miles away. But my vested interest in this school district goes back to 1964 when my family moved here, and it changed the trajectory of our family. So for those who might think that I'm an outsider with different agendas, my vested interest, about the same time as Mike's, is pretty much in their face. So along with a number of other volunteers and other alums, we've looked upon this school district as a launching pad for our careers. And one of the things that we want to do now that we're significantly older and our hair is a different color than the last time we had just me is in some cases we can give back. And so as we've watched your strategic plan evolve and be aligned in length with that of the foundation and of the school and of the board, it became clear that there were places where we could make some significant contributions. And so one of the things that we did notice, and I notice it every time I come back here and watch television commercials of some of the parochial schools and schools like Washington Local and others who are now advertising on television and with open enrollment, it doesn't take too many connecting of dots before you realize that we could be cherry-picked fairly easily. And there's a lot of great stories to be told about this school district, and we need to tell them. And not that you don't do that, it's I think you could lean on the alums a little bit more. Recently we looked at the yearbooks back to 1930, and there's over 15,000 grads, and some of us are still alive, and many of us would like to contribute. I've spent the last 2 years with a couple of my alums talking with others about how we could come back and contribute. And standing in front of opening day a few years ago and saying, be the school district of choice in a few years of just words, and words don't often matter in the long run, actions do. And so it's time to put up for me as opposed to, or shut up in terms of how we're going to deliver from an alumni perspective for the school district. So when looking at the things that we might be able to do with the resources that you have and the things that we might be able to bring, it was clear that if we are going to compete in this open enrollment world and with bizarre money grabs like Ed Choice and others, and whatever the next one is that comes down the pike, it's time to fight, and fight on two fronts. One, continue to fight through the legislative process as best you can, but at the same time, we have to stake our claim as the comprehensive high school and the total district of choice in the region. And to do that, one of the areas where we think our alums can help is in the design, the implementation, and the management of a professional alumni relations function. That function to be housed within the district and build upon the good work that's been done over the last 20 some years by CHAFA and the foundation. And in doing so, one of the things that the opportunity that we have is to fold the CHAFA organization, as they voted to not continue their work, into the alumni relations function as we can eventually design it in a way that we build on that legacy, we don't lose all the goodwill that that organization has developed, but at the same time, bring resources to bear on the district that can get it done in a professional manner that not just matches what's done in the parochial schools and the charter schools, but exceeds it. I've said before, there is no second place anymore. And as such, first place is all that matters to us, or should matter to us. And so I would like, I've had a chance to speak with you all at some point about how the alumni can come and help. And I promised you, just as I promised Lonnie when I first came here, and Hal from that point on, was that we don't do anything on our own. Even though we're graduates of the programs and we have a significant vested interest, you guys govern the district and you manage the district. And as such, we might bring some ideas that are pretty good and some that are a little cuckoo. And so it's upon you to help us, to guide us through that process. And so what I would like is your permission to go back to my colleagues and my fellow alum and actually flesh out for you what this would look like. We are realists. We know that we're not going to come to you and say we want five positions at $70,000 each plus benefits. That's not your world, and that's not the kind of thing we're going to bring to you. The people that I bring to this organization, like the guy back there in the back with the lights glaring off his forehead, a lot like mine, Mike Searle from the class of 1969, and several others, Mary Day, whom you've met, and several others, are not envelope stuffers. These folks are with significant expertise, both in business and education and healthcare, and we come with all we can. We don't want to be paid, but we want to have access to all of you to match your strategic plan with the development of an effective and unsurpassed alumni relations function for this district. Because all the other things that you folks do, including all the work that Jim and others do at the high school to focus on that comprehensive school, which in business terms is your differentiator. If you're going to put your stake in the ground in the region, it's going to be around your comprehensive nature of your school district and its feeder schools. It's a great story, and it's unmatched. But a lot of people don't know it, and it's time to tell it, and time to tell it strong. So I'm hoping the board will give at least me the permission. I don't want you to vote on it. I just want to say, Tom, go ahead and talk about it. We promise that we will come back to you periodically before we take any actions for your review and approval, because not all of it will match your needs. And so just like I promised you, Hal, from day one, we're going to come back with some ideas. Jeff, it's going to be designed around business process, return on investment where it's appropriate, and how it benefits the school district section by section, academics, athletics, music and fine arts, and other strategic initiatives that you have. And I hope that you'll take us seriously, because we're about to do this unlike any other. And once again, these might sound like words to you, and if this is more than you want to take on, kind of get out of our way, because we're going to do it anyway. It's our commitment to you. It's a way we can give back to you for all you've done for us. So what do you think? Can we at least come back to you with the first straw man and say, this is what we're thinking it looks like? And you guys decide at that point? Is that fair enough?
As an alum who graduated before you did, yeah. I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any major objections? No. Thank you for your time.
Sounds very sound.
I hope it is. We're going to do our best. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bring us good things. Thank you.
Carol, can I just say a couple things here? First, thanks, Tom, so much. Tom lives in Arizona, for those of you who don't know, and has family back here and travels back in support of us. And I just want to kind of, you know, not only am I excited about this alumni idea and some of the framework ideas that we've been just kind of discussing, but I think it's going to be something that does differentiate more than I could even imagine as a superintendent moving forward. But just to give some kudos to Tom and those of us in the room that have worked with Tom for the last, you know, at least my 5 or 6 years here, you talk about a dedication to Oregon City Schools from afar. There isn't anything better or more dedicated than Tom and his family. And just let me just tell you a little bit. I mean, obviously, you all know we have our Teacher and Support Staff and Administrator of the Year Award. That's all funded by Tom and his family. All right, Tom and Jackie, his wife, Jeff, Lisa, his brother and wife. And they spend $2,700 a year just on that. And then this year, he and Jeff and his daughter started a teacher scholarship program on behalf of our staff. And he's come back at least twice, if not more, if I'm remembering, and done full-day leadership trainings with our leadership team over the years. And he even helped me out with a group of superintendents in the region when they were starting to put together an organization. And he was key in getting us, like, just going on the whole deal. So he came back for that. He continues to provide me advice, consultation, ideas, all those types of things through phone calls and texts, those types of things, on a regular basis. I mean, multiple times a month that we hook up, along with Mary and others. And then now he wants to throw more energy into the alumni and the development office, those types of things. And I mean, who does that? So he's serious about supporting us. We need to be serious about accepting that support, and I know I am, and want to commit to Tom and certainly the alumni that are out there. That I'll do everything I can to continue to foster the great things CHAFA started. So I just wanted to say that, Tom, thank you. Thank you for being here, and thank you for everything you do. Okay?
Thank you.
So in the same vein of thanking, I guess I just want to take a moment and thank all of you, board members, for everything you do every single day on behalf of our community, on behalf of our district, and our kids. It is, you know, every January is board member month. I certainly, you know, can't express how much I appreciate working with all of you and what we've accomplished the next 5 years, and hopefully the next 5 years will be just as exciting. You all have a certificate in front of you provided by the state of Ohio thanking you, and I just kind of want to publicly recognize the amount of years that all of you have served so far to date, and many of you three tonight will be going on for future years. But Mike, thank you for your 8 years. Can't thank you enough. I mean, you know, you think about when you started and you go that long. Keith just finished up his fourth year, moving into the second. Heather, thank you for your 6 years. It feels like it just started, and next thing you know, it's 6 years later. Carol, been on for a decade now, so thank you for your service. And Jeff, thank you for really your 12 years, but it's been really 16 years in that time that you've been supporting the school district. So again, congratulations to all of you, and thank you so much for the commitment. It's not an easy job. It's often a thankless job, and you're put in the middle of a lot of difficult situations often, and you guys handle it with grace. So again, thank you very much for everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Public participation. Do you have any cards, Mrs. Cruz?
I have no cards.
Me either. But please be advised that this meeting is being audio taped and will be available on the district website. Treasurer's report.
All right, this will be very brief tonight. Hope you are. We are, again, our revenue is very flat. We are at 0.2% below last year. That's not the trend we like, but as we know, school finances, we have flat revenues. Our expenses are up 3.5% as compared to the prior year, and you have those reports in your in your handouts. The good news, we did get our audit back completed. It was a clean audit. There were no adjustments, no management comments. So the fiscal year 18-19 audit is complete, and I get an email and a copy of it. They're supposed to be sending you guys copies of it. I don't know if you got it yet, and it will be up on the auditor's website, and we'll put it on our website as well. But that was another good one. And I'm excited. Tomorrow we're going to be training for the computer software and LIT. It's a benchmarking program, and I think it's going to help us highlight things we're doing very well and things we have opportunities to improve on. So it's going to be budgetary. They're always, you know, benchmarking. It's huge, but we've never had anything to really compare it to. And a lot of our comparables through the CUP report, which is a state report, I would contend they aren't really all that comparable, because we are a comprehensive school, and every single school we're compared against is not comprehensive. And that's a significant difference. So I'm excited, and we're going to get trained tomorrow. And hopefully we'll be sending out tidbits of information when we identify some of the things we're doing very well with. That's my whole report, unless there are questions. I was keeping it quick tonight. So,
okay. Motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion, questions? Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yeah.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Leadership update, Mrs. Durrell.
You're up, Vicki.
we go. First of all, I'd like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk to you about my department and the great things that the Child Service Department does throughout this school district. It's always a pleasure to talk about my staff and to give them the credit that they deserve. Oregon City Schools Child Nutrition Services, our mission is to ensure that school children receive healthy breakfasts, lunches, and snacks in a positive and nurturing environment while maintaining a positive financial budget. That's pretty important, according to Jane Fruth. So, we talk about budgets. Achieving our mission goals for 2019 and 2020. We had a very successful USDA federal review in May of 2019. Many hours were spent conducting and participating in that review. By partnering with our vendors and our customers, we achieve our goals very effectively. And I'd like to talk about addressing the hot topics at the national level that are coming down the pike for school nutrition. The CREE review results, there were no findings, no fiscal findings, no findings, a couple things that they wanted us to work on, but basically it's a federal review conducted by ODE that collects and reviews information from our district that includes over 54 multiple page attachments directly from the school to ODE. And it's also a procurement review that we go through, and that included over 56 multiple page documents that we have to send to ODE to have reviewed to make sure that we are doing everything the way the government wants us to. The on-site proportion of the administrative review was held on-site at Eisenhower and Clay. We had a reviewer here for 2 days, and they went in, counted meals, talked to our staff, actively participated, and made sure that we were following the guidance the way it's supposed to be done. And our nutrition department had a very clean review with no findings. They've changed the three-year review cycle now to 5 due to changes in our administration on a federal level, and so we will only have to do that every 5 years now, which is great because I probably will not be doing it again. So I plan on retiring.
So. Are you making an announcement?
No, well, 5 years.
Oh, okay.
I did on Facebook, I put something about I was going to retire this decade, and I shook everybody up, and I'm like, it's this decade. So, maintaining partners and success equals having a healthy monetary balance. We partner with HPS, which is the Hospital Purchasing Services Partners, and we've been with them for over 25 years, and basically is a member-owned purchasing organization that helps us save money. HPS performs due diligence all with one thing in mind, getting us the best deal possible. I participate as one of the 20 members on their Ohio Schools Food Purchasing Committee, which represents over 220 school districts in Ohio. The following local vendors are our partners and have been awarded HPS contracts for our food service team. It includes GFS, which is Gordon's Food Services, Toffs, Nichols, and we also partner with Eichelman Farms out of Clyde, Ohio. And then we also participate in the Department of Defense. This is interesting, an interesting little tidbit, that how are we participating with the Department of Defense? Well, basically, they run our commodity program for fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. So I had to go through the clearinghouse and everything to get them on board that, and it's been kind of an interesting partnership because it is run by the Department of Defense. So that's just kind of a little interesting tidbit. We need to know our customers. It's all about the kids we serve. Our goal is to never forget that we matter in the life of a child. Who do we serve? We serve staff, parents, community, but most importantly, we serve kids. Our 2019 and 20 numbers so far this year are free and reduced, and I don't know why that number is not here. This is not what I had in there. But our free and reduced percentage is 44%. And our average daily lunches that we serve every day are over 2,000 a day. Our average daily breakfasts are basically, we serve probably 340 a day. And then we do after school snacks. So far this year, we've served over 700 kids. And we serve the afternoon snacks through our STEM program and also through our art program. So we provide a daily snack for those kids when they participate. What do our customers want? They want serving lines filled with attractive food that not only looks good but also tastes good. They want attractive dining areas that are appropriately decorated for the age and grade levels that we serve. This last couple school years, we've been able to put the skins in our cafeterias, and it's created a very nice environment for our students. Customer wants friendly and caring staff. I would put our staff in the cafeteria up to any staff in the state of Ohio, maybe the nation. They are very friendly. They are very caring. We always send that message to our staff that, you know, the kids deserve a smile. They deserve to be treated well in our lunch lines. What is hot on the national level? Food insecurity. Food insecurity is a lack of consistent food for an active, healthy life. It's a lack of fiscal resources to purchase food, and it's also not knowing where your next meal is coming from, and also if you are skipping meals. Hunger is a personal, physical sensation of discomfort. Food insecurity is the cause. Hunger is the effect. Why is this a concern for Ohio schools? 1 in 5 Ohio children are food insecure. Ohio ranks 14th in the nation in food insecurity. And more than 529,000 Ohio children live in food insecure households, so they don't know where their next meal is coming from. And having 44% free and reduced, that has come down a little bit, but that is still incredible when you think that our kids are that needy in this district. Why is this a concern for Oregon City Schools? Only 33% of kids who receive free or reduced lunches are participating in school breakfast each day. We need to get more kids into breakfast. Nearly 17% of children under the age of 6 experience food insecurity, and Oregon students are coming to school hungry. And that's according to what our teachers say. 3 out of 4 educators see students who regularly come to school hungry because they are not getting enough to eat at home. 50% of teachers surveyed regularly buy food for students who come to school hungry. And each teacher can spend up to $300 spend a year spending money on food for their kids. Students who don't eat breakfast equal hangry students. And I don't know if you've all heard that. I just heard it the last couple years because of having grandchildren. But when they're hungry, they're hangry. Children who regularly do not get enough nutritious food to eat tend to have significant higher levels of behavior, emotional, and academic problems, and tend to be more aggressive and anxious. Children who struggle with hunger are likely to be sick more, to recover from illnesses more slowly, and to be hospitalized more frequently. Children who struggle with hunger are likely to experience headaches, stomach aches, colds, ear infections, and fatigue. And the odds of achieving an above average academic performance can be twice as high for pupils who eat breakfast compared to those who do not. Initiatives to increase breakfast participation. We are looking at an outreach to our parents by getting our parents on board and letting them know that we do serve breakfast in our schools. Exploring grab-and-go stations in 2020 and 2021. We seem to do better in schools where the buses are dropping the kids off at the door right near the cafeteria. It's hard getting them in the front door and then getting them down to the cafeteria. So we're looking at bringing that to them at the front doors. And also exploring breakfast in the classroom. It's basically all about the kids we serve. Food service workers are essential in establishing the foundation for student success. Our staff makes a difference in the life of a child. A child that is fed is ready to learn. And I'd just like to conclude this presentation. I've got a picture here of my daughter and my granddaughter and myself standing in front of a Stein at Star. Like Mr. Keller, and I don't know if he's not here. My parents moved here in 1964. I found that very ironic. My husband and I, who is here, we went to college in Michigan, and we decided to come back home. And it was so important for us to make the commitment to come back to our home and raise our families here in Oregon and to be actively involved in our school system. Lucky for me, I landed up here as an employee. I consider myself very fortunate. But my three children now live here, and they're raising kids. And this is a second version of my presentation, but I had a picture on there of my seven grandchildren that are getting ready to start their careers here in Oregon. So I know alumni are very important to this organization, but I think that we really have to work hard on getting our alumni to stay and raise their families here. That's critical for me. I hate seeing my kids' friends move out of Oregon, because I'm like, this is my passion, and we need them to stay too. So, you know, that's something that anything that we can do to get our people to stay, our alumni to stay and raise their families will help our organization, because we have very good people that live in Oregon, very good people. So that's it. Do you have any questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Vicki.
Vicki, I have one really. Actually, the grab and go that you talked about, which is first I've heard of anything like that, is that like a newer idea that's coming around, or is that some research based on some things you've just found out? And
yes, they are really starting to push the grab and go, that they want breakfast in the classroom. That's going to be the big push in the future. And there's a lot of things that go into putting breakfast.
And that raises a lot of questions as well, for sure.
So my goal is, if we can do the grab and go, but you're still, they're grabbing and
it's going into the classroom.
Down to the cafeteria. I'd rather them go down to the cafeteria. One school, I think it's Facet, they all go down to the cafeteria when they come in, and that helps out. But we just have to make a bigger push in trying to find and get the kids down into the cafeteria. And the other thing I did not mention was, we are participating with the elementaries during testing, that we provide free breakfast during testing week. And every kid gets breakfast. And they have, I know Trish does it, and I don't know if Jeff is here, and anybody else, but the elementary, and I know there's a couple other schools, but you have a grant or something that pays for that, and most kids come down and eat breakfast, at least during testing week.
Good. Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dean, could you hit the AV mute on that little button there?
I'd like to add that our cafeteria workers are just the nicest people in the whole world. I mean, they are really dedicated to our kids. They make a big difference. And I love the looks of our cafeterias. They don't look like prisons anymore.
No, it's,
they're
it
not
was inst- a commitment. That was yeah. a great commitment. And we partnered with our principals, too. They had a big part of that in getting our cafeterias modernized.
Yeah, they're just not institutional anymore. They really look great. Any need for an executive session? Okay, moving to the consent agenda. Are there any items that the members of the board wish to pull from the regular meeting consent agenda? Hearing none, a motion is needed to vote on the consent agenda items.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Shea.
Yes.
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mr. Savisky.
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar.
Yes. Okay. New business item 12, college credit plus agreements. We need a motion to approve the following college credit plus agreement for the 2020-2021 school year with Owens Community College. A copy of this agreement has been distributed to the board. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion or questions? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mr. Shea.
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky.
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar.
Yes. Item B, board approved training. We need a motion to approve the attendance of interested board members at the following workshops: OSBA Mastering Your Board Leadership Skills in Findlay on February 8th, 2020, OSBA Northwest Region Spring Conference in Perrysburg, March 12th, and Board Leadership Institute on May 1st in Columbus. This allows the district to cover registration fees, mileage, meals, and lodging as provided in Board Policy BHBA. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
I do want to tell people that we do, the bulk of us spend about 5 days a year going to training, and that, you know, away from families and so forth, we do take advantage of that. It takes care of the things that are required by law, like finance training and so forth. So we do make use of that. If anybody wants to know to any, go to any of these things, let me know so we can let Carol know. May I have a motion, please?
Oh, you had one.
I did that.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Any other discussion? I did the discussion. Anybody else? Okay.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item C, Ohio Education Policy Institute. We need a motion to renew the 2020 OEPI membership in the amount of $1,500. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item D, donations. We need a motion to accept the following donations from Melissa Mummert, Andrew Kessler, an anonymous donor, and from Aaron Weicker. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item E, farmland rental resolution. We need a motion to approve the following resolution. It's about two pages long here. I'm not going to read the entire thing. But it, whereas Ohio Revised Code Section 3313.17 and 3313.33 and applicable Ohio Attorney General opinions authorize a Board of Education to enter into contracts and specifically leases as pertaining to real property it owns in its corporate capacity that are not needed for school purposes. That's what it's all about. Any discussion? Motion? Where am I?
Yep. Yep.
Motion.
Discussion. Motion. Yep.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yeah.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Okay, item F. A resolution opposing the State of Ohio Ed Choice Scholarship Voucher Program. We need a motion to approve this resolution. It is about the school vouchers. I'm not going to read that entire thing either, but it's be it resolved that this board opposes any funding programs, vouchers or otherwise, that have the effect of diverting public tax dollars from public schools to private and parochial schools. It is suggested by OSBA and BASA and the Ohio Administrators Association, and I need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? I think if everybody had the same standards and we all had to meet the same requirements, I might not be so against it. Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item G, disposal of equipment, books, and materials. We want to dispose of two Hustler Zero Turn lawnmowers, 2010-2012 models. That doesn't make any sense. 2010 and 2012.
Yeah. Do you know what model years they are?
Those are probably the model years, aren't they?
But we haven't gotten there yet.
Well, no, we're disposing of them. Though.
We're disposing.
It's just disposing, getting rid of them. So we're not.
Right. They're just 2010 old. And 2012.
Okay. It doesn't make sense.
Well,
it can't be a 2010 model because it's not 2010.
No, we're disposing of them. Old. You're thinking we're approving the purchase of. We're actually giving him the ability to throw them away.
Yeah, so the 2010
it's 2019, 2020 now.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Out to lunch.
Okay.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
You got me confused there for a minute. I'm like,
wait a minute.
I guess my mind is rolled back tonight because we're talking alumni.
It's all good, Carol.
Thank you, everybody, for being patient with me. Got it.
Motion? So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Nutty President. Roll call.
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mr. Shea.
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky.
Yes.
And Mrs. Mulner.
Yes. I'm so glad people are patient. Item H, Ohio High School Athletic Association. We need a motion to approve participation in the Ohio High School Athletic Association for grades 7 through 12 for the 2020-2021 school year. Upon taking this action, the Oregon Board of Education is agreeing that our athletic program will be conducted in accordance with the Constitution, bylaws, regulations, interpretations, and divisions of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This resolution shall remain in effect for the 2020 and 2021 school year. Motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Mulner?
Yes. Superintendent?
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Mulner. So, I just have a pretty quick report, and we've mentioned Ed Choice two or three times tonight through what Tom said, and you just mentioned it. I just wanted, I got an email today, and I just wanted to kind of read it. Don't know if it'll happen. We'll see. But based on this email from a representative, it appears that there is some agreement at the legislature for some changes in the Ed Choice law. Okay, again, this is just an email. Nothing's been done. I'm just kind of passing it along as maybe a vision of hope mm-hmm. for some changes that would benefit most public schools that are in a situation like we are. So some of the changes they're looking at is if a building has an A or B rating, overall school rating, they would not be eligible for Ed Choice. That's been a big bugaboo, right? You're an A school, but you're not. Two, if the building has a C rating, which is a situation that we have with Jerusalem, it is not eligible unless it ranks in the bottom 10% of all buildings in the state on performance index. Okay? Three, if a building has been rated D or F, but the most recent rating was a C, the building is not eligible. Four, if a student is eligible to receive Ed Choice voucher because of building performance, and the student also qualifies for the Ed Choice expansion voucher, the state will pay for the voucher under the Ed Choice expansion. Previously, the default was Ed Choice. Now the default's gonna go to the state payment, if this were to be adopted. And last, and this is, potentially a big one for many, many districts, a student who has never attended a public school cannot receive the Ed Choice voucher. To receive a voucher, the student must have attended a public school for at least one semester. I just wanted to pass along a little light. They are at least talking. There's been, virtually probably every district that's connected to this passed a resolution or did something similar to what you did tonight. And there are meetings. There are meeting Friday. There's being rallies, talking with legislators all over the state of Ohio going on, because this is a crazy thing. So at least there's some movement. And then you can see that they hope to get this resolved prior to February 1st and to Governor DeWine for some change. So that's a good thing. At least there's some movement. I don't know if it's a perfect thing, but it's definitely a movement. So I wanted to share that update with the board, because it will affect us if that is the case, some of these factors. Good way. Two, I just want to kind of pass along some good news that Dean and I received today, that Bo Miller, he's a Jerusalem Township trustee, has been working with the high school. Ben has actually been a part of that, and Meredith Wolf, Dean, about building a wetlands out on the a dike wetlands kind of thing out in Kennedy Park there behind Jerusalem Township, has been approved by the Great Lakes Fish and Wildlife Restoration Act. In conjunction with USFWS, anyways, they've secured the funding, and we'll be moving forward with plans, unupdated engineering plans for what that might look like. That's great news. Mm-hmm. So just received that today. I know Bo's very excited with the township, so Ben, and he's going to want to organize a picture out there, even in the relatively soon time, with the different groups, some teachers, this group, the township, schools, all kind of getting a picture and then getting it out there. So very excited for that partnership. Obviously, you all know we're deep into a levy campaign. So I just shared some basic information in your thing, but the levy committee has the campaign mapped out. I feel very confident in terms of where we're headed. I'm going to put out a weekly kind of in-depth memo on different topics. For example, open enrollment was a topic brought to my attention that, you know, and it's brought up often. And so I'm going to write a memo prior to the end of this week and just put out some data on open enrollment so people have a better picture of what that means to us. And then there'll be several each week heading forth, along with speaking to groups, as many groups as we could possibly speak to. If there's anyone out here that has a group that we can connect with, we want to, and I'm available anytime. So I feel good about the committee and feel good about the fundraising and feel good about where we're headed. We'll see if the message resonates. I hope it will. And just last but not least, just to give you a heads up, Dawn Chivoni and the high school have been talking about possibly transition from Mac AirBooks to Chromebooks moving forward for a couple of many reasons, but mostly being consistency. It's getting close to a refresh time anyways. It's certainly more cost effective. It's what we use K-8. So no final recommendations coming to you tonight. I guess I'm putting that in your heads in case you start to hear some things. And you know, we may have to do some adjustments with certain programs and so forth, but that's coming our way here before the end of the year, most likely. So again, thank you for everything. I'm looking forward to a great 2020. We've got a lot of momentum, a lot of outreach coming out my way for the support for the levy. It's been wonderful. So I'm optimistic, but you never know. We need to get the good word out. So thank you, Mrs. Molnar. Unless there's any questions on anything? Okay.
Old business item A, policies. The following policies were presented for their first reading in December and are now being recommended for adoption. I just want to call to your attention to BD, which allows board members who are not able to attend a meeting out of town or whatever, they can listen in and join in conversation. They cannot vote, but it does allow the electronic transmission with them.
So just to be clear, that the vote on this is voting with that paragraph in the policy.
Did we follow up based on the question last time? Does it count towards attendance?
Did not. No. So I don't believe it does, but
my understanding is it does not count towards attendance.
But it doesn't state one way or the other in the policy.
No.
Policy does not state that either way, so I guess that'd be more a legal question. So I apologize for that. I'll find out. Do you see, is there any...
Do you want it pulled?
Yeah, is there any reason to not do it? Yeah, I mean, there's no magical reason. It has to be tonight.
At some point, if it comes up, we'll have to have an answer to it.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Good point.
Good point, Jeff. Okay. Motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion. I do want people to understand that policies are sent to us for approval. We very rarely change a policy on our own. Sometimes there's a selection. We can choose between two, but most of them are required policies that we must do. May I have the roll call?
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mr. Shea.
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky.
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar.
Yes. Board committee reports. I don't think anybody has any tonight since we just appointed board. So any board discussion of any kind? Any reason for an executive session? And Jane, I have February 18th for the next meeting.
I had not even looked. I apologize. I'll verify.
Yeah, I think that's right.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
It's 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Anything further for the good of the board? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, roll call.
All right, Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mr. Shea.
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky.
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
At 7 o'clock, exactly an hour. Wow.
I got a box.
I know we did good.
Well done.